Three men from Alabama were arrested Tuesday morning for a break-in at a Mountain Home pharmacy. The men are accused of stealing drugs valued at around $228,000. Police arrested Kendarius Earl Black of Midfield and Lorenzo Corey Johnson and Anthony Bernard Howe Jr., both of Bessemer. All three are facing felony charges of theft of property greater than $25,000, commercial burglary, acquiring a Schedule II controlled substance by theft, acquiring a Schedule IV controlled substance by theft, and first-degree criminal mischief. Both Black and Johnson also face a misdemeanor charge of fleeing on foot and a penalty enhancement for being an habitual offender. All three are being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $75,000 each. A man accused of breaking into a home in 2024 in Texas County has been sentenced. 25-year-old Paul Johnson of Independence was found guilty and sentenced to 30 months in Texas County Jail and 2 years supervised probation. Johnson was charged with first-degree attempted assault, first-degree burglary, and second-degree harassment. The incident happened on Christmas Day in 2024 when Johnson broke into a home and fought with a man in the home. He fled but was shot in the incident. The Thayer City Council met Tuesday evening at City Hall for the regular monthly meeting. The meeting began with the council approving the consent agenda and paying bills. The council then heard from Mitchell Theory with the Small Business Administration about the deadline to apply to the SBA for emergency relief loans from the storms in March and April.
And the reason I'm here tonight is to remind everybody that I know the storms came by last March and April, but the deadline for the physical loans comes up on the 22nd of December. So that's coming up pretty quick. And I'm just going around the county reminding people that they can still apply for this loan.
He said there are three types of loans.
The first type is the deadline is the 22nd. That loan is a business loan. If you've had any physical damage or to equipment or your building, that can be up to $2 million. And that is a 4% interest rate, and that's fixed. The other type of loan, and this may be an interest to some of the people, is the economic injury loan. And this is a loan, it's kind of a bridge loan. So during the disaster, let's say this year your business has declined and you've lost some revenue and you can attribute that to the storm, you can apply for a bridge loan. That's also 4% and deferred up to a year. And the third type of loan is for homeowners and renters. So if you had a home, and I believe in Oregon County, there were 312 homes that were damaged, and I don't remember the number of major damage, but I know the damage assessment was almost $8 million. So for a homeowner, that loan can be $500,000, and that interest is only 2.75%.
Theory said the deadline for the economic injury loan is July 22, 2026. The council also approved an amendment to an ordinance changing the start times for the regular monthly meetings to 5:30 p.m., and they approved the permanent hiring of Parks Director Ellie Burrell and Police Officer Bobby Simmons. The next city council meeting will be the second Tuesday of January at 5:30 p.m. A woman from Thayer was arrested Tuesday on a Fulton County warrant. 39-year-old Amanda Jean Branscombe was arrested on a warrant for felony delivery of meth. She was arrested by Thayer police and is being held in Thayer jail with bond set at $20,000. The Isser County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of felony drug arrests. Last Thursday, deputies arrested 37-year-old Cody McFall of Melbourne on charge of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug premise, possession of a firearm by certain persons, and simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms. His bond was set at $100,000. 43-year-old Tiffany Holt of Tyronza was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms. Her bond was set at $20,000. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office arrested a man on Monday on several charges. 35-year-old Larry Ray Willingham was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia with a purpose to manufacture a controlled substance, possession with a purpose to deliver meth or cocaine, driving while suspended or revoked, open container of alcohol, and he's being held for other agencies. The Pocahontas Airport will be receiving a grant for $1.6 million to renovate its runway. The project will include new pavement, runway markers, and paint. The tentative start date for the renovation project is set for April 1st, 2026. The Powerball jackpot climbed to $930 million after no one won the top prize Monday night. If won, it would be the seventh largest jackpot in the lottery's history. Any player who wins the $930 million jackpot will have the choice of receiving the full prize amount in 29 annual payments or a lump sum payment estimated at $429 million. Monday's drawing was the 40th since the jackpot was won on September 6th by tickets in both Missouri and Texas, according to the Powerball. The numbers drawn were 8, 32, 52, 56, 64 with a Powerball of 23. The next drawing will be held tonight.